Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 9, 4, 4, 9. 7, 9, 4, 4, 9. Check, check.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And good evening. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina, as a Saturday night of baseball action is upon us this evening as the Asheville Tourists will play their fifth game of the week against the Hickory Crawdads. These two clubs have faced off 10 times this season. The action has been squared at 5 wins apiece. Last night, these two clubs split a doubleheader. In game one last night, the Asheville Tourists scored 4 runs in the top of the 7th inning. They would hold off the Hickory Crawdads 5-2. Mitch Bratt was fantastic in the game. He went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 run. He struck out 4 batters, allowed no walks. But the bullpen was not able to hold on to the win for the Hickory Crawdads as they would fall 5-2. They would come back with a solid effort in the nightcap, winning 4-3 over the Asheville Tourists as Joseph Montalvo even his record out at 2-2 on the season, throwing 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. They were both solo homers that were hit on Star Wars night here at L.P. Franz Stadium. And the offense got some early things going for the Crawdads as they would score all of their runs in the first 2 times at bat as they would collect 7 hits in the contest. Tonight, it's a matchup with Winston Santos taking the hill for the Hickory Crawdads. Of course, Winston Santos, one of the league leaders in numerous categories in the South Atlantic League. He is in the top 5 in several statistical categories for this Crawdads club. He will face off against Nick Swanson for the Asheville Tourist on this Saturday night. If you get a chance this evening to look around, if you happen to be here this evening, you are going to see a lot of giveaway shirts. It's Beach Bash night here at the ballpark, and they gave away some attire that you can wear, whether you buy the lake or at the beach. It's a good look. A lot of folks have them, and we'll see many of them wearing them this evening here at L.P. Franz Stadium. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll take a look at the numbers for the opposing pitchers this evening, as it's going to be a good night for baseball here in the Unifor. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Back here at LP Franz Stadium on this Saturday evening, as the weather looks like may actually cooperate with us this evening, as we do have some clouds, and we certainly had rain this afternoon. At around 3:30 this afternoon, we had a torrential rainstorm hit LP Franz Stadium. I mean, it rained hard for about 20 minutes or so, and it certainly made it difficult for the grounds crew to get the field ready this evening. I mean, of course, they tarped it, but with as much water as this field took on, they had to do a lot of work on the warning tracks heading down to the dugouts, as there was a copious amount of rain that fell here at LP Franz Stadium. But it looks fantastic, and we're ready for a little baseball action this evening as Winston Santos will face off against Nick Swanson. These two pitchers have faced off against their opposition, and we'll talk about that here a little bit later on in this pregame show, and we'll dive into it when we get into the contest. But the starting lineups look like this for Asheville. Tyler Whitaker will lead things off. He's the center fielder, comes in with a .212 average on the season. Luis Baez will bat second. He'll be in left field. John Garcia bats third. He's the catcher this evening. Austin Deming will play third base. He bats cleanup for the Tourists. Cam Fisher will get the start at first base, as he came back into the lineup last night. He's back in the lineup positionally, as he'll play at first base and bat fifth. Ryan Johnson bats sixth. He'll be the shortstop this evening. Garrett Gilmet bats seventh. He's the designated hitter. Anthony Sherwin will bat in eighth. He's at second base. Batting ninth will be Yamal Encarnacion, the right fielder here in this evening's contest. So recapping the lineup, it's Whitaker, Baez, Garcia, Deming, Fisher, Johnson, Gilmet, Sherwin, and Encarnacion. As Winston Santos gets the start against this Asheville club, he got a start against the Asheville Tourists back on April the 27th. He went five innings, gave up a hit. He walked three, struck out seven, as he would get the win on that evening. 5-2 record for Santos on the year. A 1.70 ERA, making his eighth start on the season. 37 innings pitched, 25 hits allowed. 8 runs, 7 earned this year. 13 walks, 54 strikeouts. A 185 average against. As we flip the lineup card over, for the Hickory Crawdads this evening, Cam Cauley will lead things off. He'll be the shortstop this evening. Jason Morabell bats second. He'll be in right field. He got the evening off in game two. Did not play. He comes in to this game a week-long series numbers of 7 for 11 with a home run, 3 runs driven in, and 2 walks. Sebastian Walcott, he'll bat third this evening. He'll play third base. Alejandro Osuna is back in the cleanup spot, and certainly since he's been inserted into the cleanup spot, things have gone very well for Alejandro Osuna. He is 5 for 13 so far this week with 3 homers, a double, and 6 runs batted in. Luis Meses, who was activated yesterday. He was in the lineup last night. He went 0 for 3. He gets the start again tonight at first base for the Crawdads. Ian Moeller will be the catcher. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh will be Yossi Galan. Galan got a two-run double in game one as that was able to hold up until the seventh inning. As the Crawdads had a 2-1 advantage going into the seventh inning when the Asheville Tourists would plate four runs in that frame to come away with the 5-2 win. Connor Piotto bats eighth. He's the designated hitter. Jace Easley bats ninth. He's over at second base. The lineup again for the Crawdads: Cauley, Morabel, Walcott, Osuna, Mieses, and Moeller, Galan, Piotto, and Easley. The lineup for the Hickory Crawdads. Pitching, Nick Swanson. Nick Swanson faced off against the Crawdads back on April the 24th. Went 5 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. He walked a batter, and he struck out 9. Swanson is 0 for 3 on the year, 0 and 3 on, as a record, 6.83 ERA on the season, making his 8th start, 29 innings pitched, 35 hits, 25 runs, 22 earned, 18 walks, 36 strikeouts, a 302 average against for Nick Swanson. Nick Swanson, a right-hander, 6 foot 2 inches tall, out of Bixby, Oklahoma, a 16th round pick back in 2021 out of Northeastern State University. So you've got the lineups, you've got the pitching matchups, as we're just moments away from the start of action here on this Saturday night. When we come back, we should be that much closer to action as we continue on with the Crawdads pregame show here from the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. So we welcome you back to LP Friends Stadium. A full night of action in the South Atlantic League this evening. So we do have games going on currently. I'll update you with the scores a little bit later on. As Wilmington and Rome, they got started at 5 o'clock today. We'll have a final from them before we're done here. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, they got started at 6 o'clock. Greenville and Greensboro got started at 6:30. They should all be done by the time we're done here at LP Friends Stadium. At 7 o'clock, you've got Bowling Green taking on Winston-Salem. And at 7:05, you've got Jersey Shore taking on Aberdeen. As all 12 clubs playing on this Saturday evening, I will update you on those scores. I can tell you that we usually go through the major leagues and get the two parent club games in. Well, those two games are already complete as the Oakland A's defeated the Houston Astros 3-1. Of course, the Asheville Tourist, the high A affiliate for the Houston Astros. And then, of course, the high A affiliate, the Hickory Crawdads, of the defending world champion Texas Rangers, they lost their sixth consecutive game today as Alex Kirilloff hit a three-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning to win the game 5-3. As Minnesota Twins have won the first two games in that series, and they'll look to sweep the Rangers away in St. Paul or Minneapolis St. Paul tomorrow afternoon. Because that's the two final scores that we have with the parent clubs. We'll also keep track of the Atlanta Braves as they're currently trailing 4-1 in the top of the eighth inning. We'll be able to get you all of those scores when we're done tonight on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. When we return, we'll have first pitch action on this beautiful Saturday night in the uniform. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. When we come back, first pitch action from LP Fran Stadium between the Tourist and the Crawdads coming up on the Crawdads Radio Network. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And from LP Fran Stadium inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on the Saturday night for what looks like is going to be a gorgeous night for baseball action here in the uniform, as the Hickory Crawdads will play the Asheville Tourist in the fifth of six games this week. All night games on the schedule for this week, as we'll wrap up the series tomorrow night with a 6:30 first pitch as we honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. We'll celebrate, we'll honor Memorial Day weekend with a special game tomorrow with many things surrounding our honoring of those that have passed on and celebration of those who have served as well here at L.P. Franz Stadium. As Winston Santos will deliver his warm-up pitches. He's done, and now we're ready for action here in Hickory. As leading off this evening will be Tyler Whitaker, the center fielder for Asheville, followed by Luis Baez, left fielder, John Garcia, the catcher. As we're going to get started at around 7:04 this evening. First pitch temperature should be at around 80 degrees. And it's a toasty 80. Santos wheels and fires. That pitch is going to be popped up on top of home plate. Ian Moeller drops his mask. One pitch, one out. Here at L.P. Franz Stadium. Winston Santos, a 5-2 record on the year, 1.70 ERA. As he has, well, he's been sensational this year for the Hickory Crawdads. As he'll face off against Luis Baez. Baez, a 303 hitter. As early on, the Asheville Tourists are going up hacking because Santos is effective and he's around the plate often. The 0-1 from Santos. That ball's going to be lifted off the end of the bat. Coming on is Josie Galan. He'll make the catch, and there's quickly two outs. The defensive alignment for the Crawdads here in tonight's Saturday night game. Josie Galan in left field. Alejandro Osuna in center. Jason Morabel in right field. Sebastian Walcott gets the start at third. Cam Cauley at shortstop. Jace Easley at second. Luis Mieses is over at first base. Ian Moeller dropping the signs behind home plate. As Santos misses outside at 96 miles an hour against John Garcia. Garcia, 261 hitter on the year. It's the fastball at 97, misses just up. You're going to hear me talk about a lot of 96s, 97s. I'll sprinkle in a 98 from time to time. As Winston Santos can bring it. 97 on that fastball, cut on and missed. Count goes to 2-1. Santos, slider, misses. The count goes to 3-1. So Santos, the 3-1 offering. Fastball taken at the knees for strike two, and Garcia's going to take the circle route around home plate and ask for time. 96 on that fastball. As the count runs full, Santos with 54 strikeouts in 37 innings this year. So that pitch misses just down at 97. Garcia draws the walk, and that brings up Austin Deming. Deming comes in, a 276 hitter with one home run and 10 runs driven in on the season. Mieses will hold the runner on over at first base. Santos, that pitch, curled down into the corner. Galan's going to have to play it off the wall. Garcia rounds third, heading for home. Cauley's throw toward the plate. It's going to be in time to close out the inning. Cam Cauley had to double pump on the throw, but the throw was perfect to the plate. Ian Moeller applies the tag, and that'll shut down the first inning as Asheville is denied in the first. We come back on the other side of the break. The Crawdads come up to bat on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the first inning, the Crawdads coming to the plate. Cam Cawley will lead things off, followed by Jason Morabell and Sebastian Walcott. It's Cam Cawley, the shortstop, who just cut down John Garcia trying to score on the double in the corner off the bat of Austin Deming, will step to the plate. That ball hit back up the middle. And it's going to get into center field as Cam Cawley is going to have himself a leadoff single. As he shot that one through the five hole of Nick Swanson. Nick Swanson, the starter in this ballgame. That's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Swanson, 0-3 record on the year, a 6.83 ERA. Making his eighth start, has 29 innings under his belt. 35 hits, 25 runs, 22 of them earned. 18 walks, 36 strikeouts, a 302 average against. Is the breaking ball from Swanson taken for a strike. Jason Morabell comes into this contest, a 264 hitter, 5 home runs, 19 RBI. As Cawley takes the lead, Swanson delivers, breaking ball, misses down and in. Count evens at 1-1. Jason Morabell in the series is 7-for-11, one home run, 3 runs driven in, 2 walks. As Morabell's going to lift that one out into shallow center field, it's going to drop down for a hit. Cam Cawley trying to get the throw to third. He's safe, and Jason Morabell going right in behind him at second. And the Crawdads have something brewing already in the first with runners at second and third. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Cawley. Cawley was heading to second base. He got a great read off the bat. He knew that it was not going to be caught in center field, and he knew that he had an opportunity to get over to third. The throw in center field from Tyler Whitaker was fantastic. It was just a little late getting there. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. As Walcott's going to dribble that one down the third baseline, and it's going to be an infield single. Jason Morabell's going to dive into third, and back-to-back-to-back base hits for the Hickory Crawdads have ambushed Nick Swanson, and the Crawdads have a 1-0 advantage. So Morabell is over at third. Sebastian Walcott is at first with an infield single, and that brings up arguably the most potent hitter that's been in the lineup this week for the Crawdads, Alejandro Osuna. He's 5 of 13 so far this weekend with 3 bombs, a double, and 6 runs driven in. As the pitch from Swanson misses up, the Crawdads with the early 1-0 advantage, and they have an opportunity to put up a crooked number here in the first inning. Osuna watches a pitch miss outside. The count goes to 2-0. 3 hits in the frame already for this Crawdads club. Osuna will foul it out of the mitt of John Garcia. The defensive alignment for Asheville looks like this. Luis Baez is over in left field. Tyler Whitaker in center. Yamal Encarnacion in right. Austin Deming at third base. Ryan Johnson at shortstop. Anthony Sherwin is at second base. Cam Fisher at first. John Garcia behind home plate. It's Alejandro Osuna. It's going to lift that one up toward the seats. It's going to make its way into the crowd. And we got a great catch off the ricochet from a young lady in the back row of the first section. And she gives it to a kid. Oh, that's fantastic. And if for some reason the Crawdads find themselves down an infielder, I think they may have somebody up in the top of the first section of seats. She played that perfectly. And they're going to call a balk on Nick Swanson, and it's now 2-0. Jason Morabell is going to score. Sebastian Walcott goes to second. And Alejandro Osuna will step to the plate with a 2-2 count. Now, to be honest with you, I was not observing as closely as I probably should have what Nick Swanson might have done there. As the pitch is going to miss down, Garcia smothers it in front of home plate. And now the count runs full. So the Crawdads out to an early 2-0 advantage, and anything that you can give Winston Santos early makes life all the more difficult for the Asheville Tourist. The payoff pitch. Osuna's going to lift it over toward the third base side. The Asheville Tourist, they're wearing their navy blue alternate jerseys with Tourist written across the chest at an angle in their softer blue color. As the pitch misses inside, Alejandro Osuna draws the walk. And that's going to bring up Luis Mieses. And we'll have a meeting on the mound as Alex Harder is going to come out and have a conversation with Nick Swanson. Swanson back on April the 24th went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. He walked a batter and struck out 9. However, he was not faced with this sort of flurry early in the ballgame. As Luis Mieses is going to step to the plate with nobody out, 2 runners on base and 2 runs in. Mieses went 0-for-3 in last night's contest. That was his Crawdads debut for 2024. The Asheville Tourist wearing their gray pants with the navy blue piping stripe down each leg. They're wearing the softer blue hats with the navy blue bill. The Crawdads wearing the powder blues on this Saturday evening with the piping stripe that goes up the buttons and around the collar. As the pitch misses down, they've got the Crawdad H on the left side of the jersey. The number over on the right side. Number on the back in white, outlined in black, with white pants. They're wearing the black hats this evening. As Mieses takes another pitch down, and the count goes to 2-0. This is the final two times that these clubs will face off against one another in the first half of the season. The rest of the way, they'll make the trips to Asheville for the final 12 games in this series. As the breaking ball misses, the count goes to 3-0. Mieses, a 6'3", 180-pound left-handed hitter out of Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, a free agent signee from earlier this year. That's the pitch from Swanson taken for strike one. Swanson. Side ball's hit back up the middle. Luis Mieses has his first hit. Sebastian Walcott is going to score easily. Osuna makes his way to third, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Yes, sir. Luis Mieses with his first hit, his first RBI, and the Crawdads are rolling. Much to the delight of the folks here at LP Franz Stadium. That's going to bring up Ian Moeller. Moeller 5 for 13 so far in this series with 3 runs driven in, a double. It's also got a home run, a stolen base, and a walk. As Moeller with a humpback liner just foul was about 6 feet away from extra bases. Muller's going to lift that pitch foul over to the first base side as we have a really good crowd here this evening. Had almost 2,300 here last night. We may be over that number tonight. As Muller shoots it back off the screen behind home plate to keep the count at 0-2. As Moeller drives that out to right field, Yamal Encarnacion makes the catch. The throw toward the plate's not going to be in time. Alejandro Osuna scores, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Mieses holds at first. For Moeller, he'll get credit for a sacrifice fly as well as an RBI. It'll be the 6th RBI of the season for Moeller, and that brings up Yossi Galan. This is certainly something that the fans here at the Franz have been wanting to see for quite some time, as they have put together a crooked number, a really large crooked number. It's the count even at 1-1 to Yossi Galan. Galan 1-for-7 in the series with that 2-run double as that ball is going to get rolled out to Austin Deming. The throw back to first on the relay from Sherwin is in time. It's a 5-4-3 around the horn double play, but not before the Crawdads score 4 runs. They have a 4-0 advantage as we go to inning number 2 here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Top of the second inning. So glad you could join us here on HickoryCrawdads.com, the way you can pick up the online audio stream wherever you're tuning in. So glad you could do so. For those of you that are watching, thanks to our friends at Pixalot by way of MILB.TV and the Bally Live sports app, thank you for joining us on the Saturday night. It's just gorgeous outside. So Winston Santos now has a four-run advantage to work with as he faces off against Cam Fisher, Ryan Johnson, and Garrett Gilmet. Cam Fisher, a local hero, a nearby kid from Morganton, North Carolina, as he swings and misses to work the count to 0-2. As Fisher played collegiately at UNC Charlotte, a former 49er, was drafted last summer in the fourth round by the Houston Astros. Santos, 0-2. That ball hit out to right field, drifting back as Osuna. And Osuna, is he going to come away with the ball? Yes, he is. Alejandro Osuna, right in front of the Budweiser can, made a leaping catch. I don't think he prevented a home run, but he absolutely prevented extra bases. As Cam Fisher was already on the third base side of second when Alejandro Osuna held the baseball up on the warning track. An amazing catch from Alejandro Osuna, and we've seen that numerous times this year. And with one down, that's going to bring up Ryan Johnson. You can put a star beside of that one. In fact, you can put two stars beside of it. It was that good of a play. Johnson takes a strike, a breaking ball at 83 miles an hour. Santos goes back to the outside. The count goes to 0-2 at 84 miles an hour. Winston Santos starts his motion with his glove beside of his right ear. As the fastball at 97 misses up. The 1-2 from Santos. Here comes the pitch. It misses outside. The count evens at 2-2. Ryan Johnson, a 2-0-2 hitter. 5 homers, 9 RBI. Johnson, in last night's contest, hit a solo homer in the second. It was one of 2 solo shots given up by Joseph Montalvo. As Santos now has run the count full at 96 miles an hour, missing outside. For Johnson, that was his 5th home run of the season. As he's hit 2 inside this ballpark this year. The payoff. That ball is going to be hit sharply out to right center field. It'll splash down for a single. It's Ryan Johnson has a one-out knock. It's the second hit for Asheville in this contest, and that brings up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet 3-for-11 in the series with 3 runs driven in. Gilmet a 2-0-6 hitter with 3 homers and 16 runs knocked home in the season. Mieses is really dealing with a sun field here at this time of day. As that ball is lifted into the seats over on the third base side. Well, the good news for the young man that tried to catch that fly ball in the stands was he protected his family. The bad news is he did a number on his hands. As the pitch from Santos misses, the count goes to 1-1. A good crowd tonight, a lively crowd tonight, and they've certainly been given something to be excited about as the Crawdads have played at 4 in the first inning. As Johnson takes the pitch, it goes to 2-1. Ryan Johnson, the runner over at first base, as the sun begins to set, basically directly in line with the third base dugout toward the right field corner, as Mieses receives the throw from Santos. So if you're at first base and there's a throw that comes over from the mound, you do have to contend with a little bit of sunlight. If you're in right field, a fly ball gets in the air. Jason Morabell has to deal with that. As Garrett Gilmet drives that ball out to left center field, it's going to be off the wall in left center. As rounding third and heading home is Ryan Johnson. He's going to score, and it's a 4-1 ball game. It's Garrett Gilmet. Has his fourth hit of the series. He's got his fourth RBI of the series. And it's now 4-1 in favor of the Crawdads. That's going to bring up Anthony Sherwin. Sherwin, in the opener of yesterday's doubleheader, he had a two-run homer in the top of the seventh inning that capped the scoring for the Asheville Tourist, part of a four-run outburst in the top of the seventh. Sherwin fouls the pitch straight back into the screen. Comes in with a 250 average, a home run and five runs driven in, but that's in a very small body of work. Sherwin right now on the season is 3-for-12 with that home run and five RBI. As the pitch from Santos misses down, count evens at 1-1. Sherwin was not with the team when this club played in their first series at L.P. Franz Stadium back in late April. As Sherwin lifts that high in the infield, Sebastian Walcott on the infield grass makes the catch. And there's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Yamal Encarnacion. Yamal Encarnacion, 2-for-6 so far in the series with a stolen base and two runs driven in. However, here's the one statistic that probably means more than anything if you follow the Asheville Tourist. I'll give it to you after this pitch from Santos. Encarnacion swings and misses. Yamal Encarnacion was not with the club when they came here in late April. He's with them now. The two games that he's played in, the Tourist have won. The two games that he hasn't played in, they've lost. As Encarnacion drives that ball to left field, twisting toward the corner, the catch will be made in foul ground by Yossi Galan. As the Tourists get a run in the second, they leave a runner on. We go to the bottom of two. 4-1 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to L.P. Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to L.P. Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the second inning. Connor Pioto will be followed by Jace Easley. Then we go back to the top of the order for Cam Cawley. 8-9-1 in the order for the Crawdads. A 4-1 lead for Hickory here in the bottom of the second inning as they erupted in the first inning against Nick Swanson. Swanson's first delivery to Pioto misses inside. Connor Pioto, a 229 hitter on the year, one home run, 11 runs driven in. He's 2-for-10 in the series thus far. It's Pioto takes a breaking ball for a strike here on Beach Bash night, as that was the giveaway item for tonight. Hickory loves their promo shirts and jerseys. If there has been a promo jersey that has ever been given out here, it's usually represented at a ball game virtually every night. As that breaking ball taken for a strike, the count goes to 1-2. As Swanson misses down, the count evens at 2-2. Tonight is not a jersey, it's a beach shirt. Picture Tommy Bahama, something like that. Something you would wear maybe at the luau or maybe just a cookout on the lake. But it does have a bit of a beach theme. And the thing just says happy. I don't know how you can not be happy wearing that shirt, especially when it was given to you by the Hickory Crawdads. As Connor Pioto takes strike three, there's one down here in the second. It's the first strikeout for Nick Swanson. That'll bring up Jace Easley. I mean, when you get a chance to see these shirts online, social media, what have you, you'll know what I'm talking about. You cannot wear this shirt and not be happy or feel happy about wearing it. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Swanson, the 0-1. That breaking ball misses. Count evens at 1-1. If you are the type of person that can wear a shirt like this and still be ornery, I don't know that I can help you. The 1-1 taken for strike two. Easily a 157 hitter on the year. 2-for-6 in this series with a double, a stolen base, and 3 walks. In fact, at the end of the first inning, they had a tire rolling promotion, which is a fixture here at the ballpark. Strike three is Easley. Goes down looking. Second strikeout consecutively for Swanson, and that brings up Cam Cawley. Both contestants in the tire rolling contest had the beach shirts on. And when you see these unusual contests taking place, you know that there are some folks that, well, they're naturals at stuff like this. We had that. Young man almost broke the record for time to get it across the baseball field rolling a tire. It was pretty unbelievable. It's the pitch taken for a strike to even the count at 1-1. The other kid, on the other hand, he looks like he needed AAA. He was struggling mightily. Swanson just misses. Cawley smashed a ball back through the box for a leadoff single in the first inning. He scored the first run of the ball game as he lifts that ball high into the infield. Ryan Johnson will reach up and make the catch, and that'll retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning, a good rebuttal for Ryan Swanson. As we go to the third inning, a 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday. discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the third inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us. It's Tyler Whitaker, Luis Baez, John Garcia will bat here in the top of the third against Winston Santos. That ball is going to be rolled foul. The shadows have overtaken the front half of the infield to where effectively Winston Santos, when he pulls the ball back, it might actually catch a glimpse of the sunlight and then go immediately into shadows. That ball rolled over to Sebastian Walcott, throws across the diamond, and there's one down in the third. I told you that we would update you from time to time with scores around the South Atlantic League. I'm holding on to that promise. We do have one final as Rome defeated Wilmington 2-0 earlier today. They started at 5 o'clock. They're done already. Santos, that ball's going to be lifted into the seats as Luis Baez flew out to left field his only time up. Top of the sixth inning, Brooklyn is beating up on Hudson Valley 7-0 as Baez is going to lift that one high into foul ground. Walcott drifting over. He'll make the catch basically inside the third base coach's box, and there's two down. One run on three hits, no errors for the Asheville Tourist. 4-4-0 for the Crawdads. It's John Garcia, who drew a walk his first time up, will step back into the right-hand batter's box. It's Garcia swings and misses at 96. Greenville has a 2-0 lead on Greensboro. That game got started at 6:30. 2-0 lead for the drive as that pitch works a little too inside to the liking of John Garcia. Bottom of the second, Bowling Green is beating Winston-Salem 4-1. That's the next Crawdads opponent. It's the breaking ball at 84, taken for strike two, 1-2 the count. Jersey Shore trails Aberdeen 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Of course, we'll cover the league in its entirety at the end of the night during the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Is that ball fielded by Cam Cawley? The throw across the first in time. It's a 1-2-3 third inning for Winston Santos. We go to the bottom of the third. 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. to the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the third inning, Jason Morabell to face off against Nick Swanson. Sebastian Walcott will follow Morabell, then Alejandro Osuna will follow Sebastian Walcott. 2-3-4 in the order for the Crawdads. As Morabell's going to lift that one into the seats near the press box side of this building here. As I'm all by my lonesome in the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. As Morabell's going to roll that one through the right side of the infield. And Jason Morabell is on a bona fide tear. His second hit in as many at-bats, as he is now 9 for 13 so far this week. I mean, he has had three consecutive weeks of at least 7 hits per series. I mean, he has been on a flurry of base knocks. As Walcott takes a pitch down from Swanson. That's the fifth hit for the Crawdads. As the Crawdads are slowly making their way up with team batting average as the pitch to Walcott taken for a strike. Walcott did not agree, and he's going to share his displeasure with the home plate umpire. The OPS is going up. The team average is going up. The extra base hits are going up. The breaking ball misses. Count goes to 2-1. Cam Fisher holding on Jason Morabell over at first. A 4-1 Crawdads lead. So they played at 4 in the first. So Walcott's going to lift that one up on top of the roof. And then it's going to trickle down to the concourse area behind me. Probably somewhere near the ticket booth. Maybe near the souvenir stand, the apparel store. The goatees shop. It's the count even at 2-2. Here's the pitch from Swanson. As Walcott's going to drive that out to center field, it's going to stay up long enough for Tyler Whitaker to make the catch, and there's one down here in the third. That brings up Alejandro Osuna. Alejandro Osuna joined the club in Greenville against the Drive. And after a couple of games to where he put up some decent numbers, offensively began to falter a little bit as that pitch is going to be fouled off against the screen. So Morabell is going to have to return to first. But as of late, Alejandro Osuna has been red hot. And when you put together the fact that he's been hitting the baseball as well as he has as of late, and the fact that he's just stalwart in the outfield, I mean, he has made numerous Webb Jim-style plays, with tonight's no exception, as he's going to lift that one out into left center field. Whitaker has it measured. He'll make the catch, and there's two down. And that brings up Luis Mieses. The best catch that he's made so far, from what I've been able to see, was when I made my way down to Fluor Field in Greenville on Saturday night. That was the night that Winston Santos beat the Greenville Drive 3-2. And in that game, as memory serves, Alejandro Osuna, and you've got to understand the context of this particular ballpark, as Mieses swings and misses, it is an exacting replica of Boston's Fenway Park, all the way with the triangle just to the right of center field, with that part of the wall being 420 feet away. As Mieses takes the pitch down to even the count at 1-1. Osuna, playing center field, went into the triangle with a wall coming at him at a perpendicular angle. He was able to reach over the wall and rob a home run of the Greenville drive hitter. It's the best defensive play I've seen so far this season for the Crawdads. As that ball is going to be flagged down by Cam Fisher. He'll touch the bag at first, and that'll retire the side. Morabell gets another base hit. He's stranded. We've played three here in Hickory. It's a 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the fourth inning. Hickory Crawdads with a 4-1 advantage over the Asheville Tourist, as it will be Austin Deming, Cam Fisher, Ryan Johnson, middle third of the order against Winston Santos. Is that ball driven high and deep and incredibly foul? Very rarely does the bus waiting on the visiting team ever have to worry about a foul ball, but that might have been the first one this year. Is Deming yanked that one probably 350 feet directly left. He basically hit that one sideways. As he swings and misses, count goes to 1-2. Santos has been mixing in a very good breaking pitch at 84 miles an hour to go with fastball speeds that are 96, 97. 85, that fell off the table, Deming a strikeout victim. One down here in the fourth inning. And strangely enough, that is the first strikeout for Winston Santos in this ballgame. Usually he is one of the guys that's running up strikeout totals in every one of his appearances. But tonight has been a bit of an anomaly in that sense, especially given the fact that this is an Asheville club that on two separate occasions this week, as Fisher sends that one straight up into the air in the infield, Cam Colley reaches up, makes the catch, and there's two down. I want to take a look at last night's numbers. In game two last night, Joseph Montalvo struck out 11 hitters in five innings of work. Asheville struck out 13 times in a seven-inning ball game. And then earlier this week, they struck out 19 times, which was two off the franchise mark for the Crawdads. As Ryan Lobus struck out 12 hitters in five innings of work. So tell Joseph Montalvo that his effort was good as far as strikeout numbers for five innings, but not as good as Ryan Lobus. It's the breaking ball from Santos taken for strike two. The count goes to 1-2. Santos wheels and fires the 1-2. Ryan Johnson strikes out. That's the second strikeout for Winston Santos. He's through four innings. He's got a 4-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. A 4-1 lead for the Hickory Crawdads as Winston Santos taking care of his work on the bump. The Crawdads got four runs in the first inning as Ian Moeller's going to lift that pitch on top of the roof, and it'll make its way onto the concourse. Four runs on five hits, no errors for the Crawdads. 1-3-0 for the Asheville Tourists. As that ball rolled out, Austin Deming makes the throw across. Cam Fisher hangs on to the bag. There's one down in the fourth. I figure now's as good a time as any to go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. You can reach out to me two separate ways. Yossi Galan will step to the plate. If you want to find me by way of email, let me know that you're tuning in tonight, or if you've got a question for me, would love to hear from you. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. It's the breaking ball to Galan, a big bender from Nick Swanson, taken for strike one. Galan is 0-for-1 in the game, a 5-4-3 double play to end the first inning. Galan lifts that pitch to the seats over on the first base side. It's going to bounce up, and it's going to create a little bit of a struggle amongst fans to where the baseball finally lands in the hand of a dad who's going to examine it. And then he's going to make his kid wait for a minute before finally giving it to him. Dad's killing this kid. He can't stand it. The 0-2 to Galan. Misses outside. It's Nick Swanson. After the first four batters, or the first five batters, really, he's settled in quite nicely. Is that ball fielded by Deming? The throw across. Fisher's able to keep a foot on the bag. And there's two down in the inning. So for those of you that want to reach out to me via email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. For those that want to find me on X, or for some of you that still call it Twitter, What's Up B-Rush PXP. That's What's Up B-Rush PXP. As Connor Pioto steps to the plate with two down. He struck out looking his first time up as he rolls that one toward the first base dugout. when the rain rolled through, it pretty much banged batting practice for everybody. The teams were able to get out a little bit later on and do some throwing, but there was no formal batting practice. Everything was done in the cages. As Connor Pioto swings and misses on the changeup, falls behind 0-2. As Pioto drives that ball out into shallow left center field, coming on is Luis Baez. He'll make the catch. And it's a very efficient 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson, as he has retired 9 of the last 10 batters. I should say 11 of the last 12 batters that he's faced. He's retired them. We go to the fifth. A 4-1 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fifth inning. The Hickory Crawdads with a 4-1 advantage over the Asheville Tourist, as Asheville will send Garrett Gilmet, Anthony Sherwin, and Yamal Encarnacion to the plate. Bottom third of the order. So Winston Santos working into the fifth inning, as he commonly does. The way that he's gone so far could easily see him going into the sixth, as long as he takes care of business here. So that's a broken bat ball out into the corner. Yossi Galan cuts it off. Garrett Gilmet has himself a multi-hit ball game as he leads off with a single. It's the fourth hit for Asheville, and Gilmet has half of them. And that's going to bring up Anthony Sherwin. Sherwin popped up to third just a moment ago. Luis Mies says, holding on the runner in Gilmet over at first base. As Garrett Gilmet has put together a pretty solid week. So he's now 5 of 13 in the series. As Sherwin takes a ball from Winston Santos. Santos was staked out to a 4-0 lead in the first inning. Santos changes speeds there at 85 miles an hour. Evens the count at 1-1. Sherwin, a left-hander at the plate, getting a little bit of a pull shift here. Sebastian Walcott, who is listed as the third baseman this evening, is actually playing just a drawn-in shortstop. Cam Cawley is basically directly behind the bag. He's about as close to directly behind the bag as they'll allow him to be. Santos throws, misses inside. Ian Moeller with a phenomenal stop on the backhand side. So the count evens at 2-2. Sherwin popped to third his first time up. Four-one lead for the Crawdads here in the top of the fifth inning. So glad you've been able to join us here this evening. That pitch misses just down. Not by much. Three ball, two strike count. Whether you're tuning in on MILB.TV, the Bally Live app, or HickoryCrawdads.com, thank you for doing so tonight as that ball misses. And it's going to be a walk. Anthony Sherwin now at first base on the base on balls. Moving up to second is Garrett Gilmet. It's the second walk surrendered by Winston Santos. And Yamal Encarnacion will step to the plate. He hit one down the left field line that Yossi Galan ultimately caught in foul ground. As Encarnacion gets just the end of the bat on that pitch as he fouls it back to the screen. Santos looked like he started him with a changeup. Santos misses outside. Count evens at 1-1. We had a significant rainstorm that rolled through the area and got on top of LP Franz Stadium at 3:30. However, it was done by 4 o'clock. As Encarnacion's going to shoot that one over to the left side, up and out of play. If you looked at this field now, though, I don't think you could really tell that there was any sort of significant rainfall. And I mean, there was a ton. Corey Church and his crew do yeoman's work keeping this field ready to go. The 1-2, and Encarnacion swings and misses on the changeup. One down in the inning. It's the third strikeout for Winston Santos. And that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Gilmet down at second, Sherwin at first. That ball is going to be lifted up and over my head and out onto the concourse area. The unofficial start of summer. School's out in these parts now. Folks getting ready to watch the days get longer and the temperatures get warmer. It's the fastball at 95, taken for a strike. Santos has the sign from Mueller. The 0-2. That ball is going to be lifted into shallow right field. Morabell coming on. He'll call everyone off. He'll make the catch. So that ball stayed up in the air for quite some time. Mieses went wandering back. Also wandering back was Jace Easley, but Morabell was able to make that catch in a far more comfortable fashion. And now there's two down for Luis Baez. Baez 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He came into this contest 3-for-17 so far on the week. One of the coveted prospects in this Houston Astros organization. Number 2, according to MLB.com. A 4-1 ball game here in the top of the fifth in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. The 0-1 from Santos misses down. Santos started out very early establishing the fastball as he was really pouring it on 95, 96, 97 in spots. He's leaned far more heavily on secondary pitches in the last few innings. That ball is going to get lifted up and out of play. As soon as I say that, he throws a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the outside black. that Baez has to foul off. Baez now down 1-2. Gilmet, the runner at second. Sherwin, the runner at first. Two down here in the top of the fifth. Winston Santos delivers. That ball, just a piece of it. As Baez stays alive, but barely. Santos buries a slider. So the count evens at 2-2. Winston Santos last week against Greensboro went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. He walked 2, and he struck out 9. Chance to close out the frame here, the 2-2. That ball's going to be lifted into right field. Morabell's going to drift over toward the right field foul line. He'll make the catch to retire the side. Winston Santos has gone 5 innings, and we're halfway through here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Hickory leads 4-1. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the fifth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. So glad that you could join us on a gorgeous Saturday night. I mean, it is phenomenal here in the Unifor. So the Crawdads have a 4-1 lead, much to the delight of the Crawdads fans here. Jace Easley will lead things off, followed by Cam Cawley and Jason Morabell. The breaking ball taken for a strike. Easley struck out looking his only time up in this ball game. Nick Swanson. I mentioned last inning when he was on the bump, the first 5 hitters in the first inning, well, they did some damage. Stake the club out to a 4-0 lead as Jace Easley's going to draw a walk to lead off the fifth. But since Luis Mieses got a single, Nick Swanson retired the final 2 hitters of the first inning, had a 1-2-3 second. He gave up a single to Jason Morabell, then backed that up with 3 more consecutive outs, and then a 1-2-3 fourth inning. You're going to look at the numbers in their totality and you're going to say, okay, well, Swanson didn't necessarily have the greatest of outings. And it was certainly a rocky start to things, but he settled in nicely. As there, the tourists are facing off against Winston Santos, who has become one of the star pitchers in this league. He's looking for win number six, which would be tops in the South Atlantic League if he's able to get the win tonight. He has qualified for the win as he's gone five and has a 4-1 advantage. It's Cam Cauley swings and misses. The count goes to 1-2. Jace Easley, who led off the inning with a walk, is over at first base. Four runs on five hits, no errors for the Crawdads. 1-4-0 for Asheville. Final game of the series tomorrow, 6:30. We usually play here on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Since we're going to be away for Memorial Day, we're going to do our Memorial Day salute. As that ball's rolled out to shortstop, Johnson over to Sherwin. Sherwin to Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion has entered the fray as it's going to be a 6-4-3 double play. And there's now quickly two down for Jason Morabell. Encarnacion is now in for Fisher as he came in straight up. That's the second ground ball double play that the Crawdads have hit into in this evening. It's the breaking ball from Swanson, misses outside. Looks like Santos is going to get an opportunity to get into the sixth inning as there is absolutely no activity in the Hickory Crawdads bullpen. As Marbell rolls that out to Encarnacion, who'll touch the bag, and it's a three-batter minimum faced by Swanson, as he gave up the walk, got the double play. Morabell grounds out to first. We've played five here in Hickory. 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Sixth inning here in Hickory. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join me on this Saturday night broadcast on MILB.TV. The Bally Live app, and of course, streaming the audio on HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to say hello to Butch Sorensen, checking out the action tonight from Miami, Florida. Butch, thank you so much for, A, checking out the game on MILB.TV, but for reaching out to me, brush@HickoryCrawdads.com. I appreciate the email. Santos, fastball at 94, misses up. So it's going to be John Garcia, Austin Deming, and Luis Encarnacion. As Encarnacion is batting for Cam Fisher. Or is basically come in defensively at first base. He has replaced Cam Fisher in the lineup. The 2-1. Fastball at 95, catches the outside edge. Count evens at 2-2. Had a couple of you that have reached out to me this evening by way of brush@hickorycrawdads.com as Santos misses high. Santos has surrendered four hits. He struck out three batters. He's walked a couple. That ball's going to be launched out onto the concourse area. As we're getting to the time of the day to where the field is engulfed in shadows. The sun has gone behind the trees to the westernmost horizon here in the foothills of North Carolina. And the skies will turn that ashen color before finally giving way to complete darkness where the lights will take full effect. Santos. So that pitch misses inside, and John Garcia got clipped by the pitch as he'll go down to first base on the hit by pitch. I want to say hello this evening to the Hardison family. Paul, Stacy Hardison, thank you so much for tuning in from DeWitt, Iowa. So glad that you could be a part of this evening's broadcast. I appreciate the kind words and grateful that you are constantly tuning in to this MILB.TV matchup between the Crawdads and the Tourists, as it looks like we are going to have some stirring in the bullpen now as Austin Deming will step to the plate, already has a 1-0 count, and Moeller and Jay Seasley are going to have a conversation with Santos. The Crawdads, all of their runs came early. A four spot in the first inning. Since then, Nick Swanson has really acquitted himself quite nicely. The Tourists would scratch across a run in the second inning, but really that's been the only thing they've been able to get against Winston Santos. It's the breaking ball at the top of the strike zone, evens the count at 1-1. Austin Deming does have a double to his credit. John Garcia tried to score all the way around from first in the first inning, and he got cut down at the plate. Deming swings and misses on the slider. The count goes to 1-2. He struck out in the fourth inning. That pitch. Santos thought he had strike three. Ian Moeller thought he had strike three. The crowd here thought that that was strike three. Unfortunately, they don't get the call. Count evens at 2-2. As Deming lifts that one high, it's going to make its way into the seats. Every night I try to keep track of who's been playing related to the parent clubs of these two teams as well as the local favorite in these parts, the Atlanta Braves. There were a lot of afternoon games in Major League Baseball today. We're going to get into those in just a moment. Santos is going to throw over to first. Chases Garcia back. The Pittsburgh Pirates made it two in a row against the Atlanta Braves. They won 4-1 today. As they have won that series, they'll try to get the sweep against the Bravos tomorrow before the Braves take on the Washington Nationals back home in Atlanta for Memorial Day. That pitch misses just inside. And the count runs full. The Oakland A's beat the Houston Astros 3-1 today out in Oakland. Mason Miller got his 10th save of the season. If you haven't heard about that guy, you need to. He is something else. It's the pitch. Misses outside. Winston Santos is not happy with the last three pitches as he thought he was squeezed on at least two of them. So we'll have a mound visit for Julio Valdez with his right-hander. So we've got a hit by pitch and a walk. It's the third free pass allowed. Looks like the bullpen's going to get going now with a little more urgency. This will also give me a chance to let you know that the Texas Rangers had a 3-2 lead going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Alex Kirilloff hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning to give the Minnesota Twins an eventual 5-3 win at home against the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers have now lost six straight ball games, find themselves five under 500. It's the first time in the tenure of Bruce Bochy as the manager of the Texas Rangers, they've been five games under 500. Santos misses down to Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion came in as a defensive replacement an inning ago. Encarnacion, a .293 hitter, two home runs, 14 runs driven in. Luis Encarnacion hit his second home run of the season last night against Joseph Montalvo. That ball is going to be driven out to left field. Yossi Galan will make the catch just shy of the track, and there's one down. We mentioned earlier that Rome beat Wilmington 2-0 in Rome tonight. In the top of the eighth, Brooklyn has a 7-1 lead on Hudson Valley. Bottom of the seventh, Greenville is up their lead to 3-0 against Greensboro. Top of the sixth inning, Hickory, of course, the lead here against the Asheville Tourist, 4-1. Bowling Green and Winston-Salem tied at 4 apiece in the top of the fifth, and Aberdeen has a 2-0 lead on Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's our intention to have all of these scores go final by the time we're done here with the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. So we'll let you know of everything that went down in this contest. We'll update the South Atlantic League. And then, of course, I'll give you one final reminder of the three major league games that we keep our eye on here. Santos throws a strike to Ryan Johnson. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He scored in the second inning. Santos, slider fell off the table. Johnson finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Santos, the 0-2, slider. Ryan Johnson swings and misses. It's the fourth punch out for Winston Santos, and there's two down in the inning for Garrett Gilmet. And Garrett Gilmet has been a very difficult at-bat for Winston Santos to contend with. Gilmet with an RBI double in the second. He singled in the fifth. It's a 4-1 ball game. Gilmet is the potential tying run in this situation. As that pitch misses inside. Santos misses down. Count goes to 2-0. Fastball misses up at 94, and the count goes to 3-0. In the bullpen for the Crawdads, it's Damian Mendoza. The 3-0, So that's going to be four straight. Garrett Gilmet walks, and the bases are now loaded. And that brings up Anthony Sherwin, and Chad Comer is going to take the slow walk out to the mound to take the ball away from Winston Santos. A Santos night has come to a close. We'll be back in just a bit to tell you more about Damian Mendoza. We come back a 4-1 lead for the Crawdads, but there's two out in the sixth, and the bases are loaded. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Damian Mendoza comes on to pitch in relief of Winston Santos. Two down here in the sixth inning. He inherits two outs in the top of the sixth, a 4-1 advantage, but the base is loaded for Anthony Sherwin. It's Mendoza, breaking ball to start, misses down. Mendoza, 6'2", 220-pound right-hander out of Mexico. Last pitched prior to coming to Hickory with the Frisco Rough Riders. Free agent signing from 2017. It's the pitch. Catches the outer third to the left-hand hitting Anthony Sherwin. The count evens at 1-1. Mendoza, no record so far, making his third appearance, a 5.06 ERA. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 2. He struck out 8. As he misses on the next offering to Sherwin, the count goes to 2-1. On this beautiful night in the uniform, a gorgeous weather night, great-looking crowd this evening. The 2-1 from Mendoza. As that just misses. Apparently it was high, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 offering from Mendoza finds the top of the strike zone to run the count full. The runners on base are the responsibility of Winston Santos. It's Mendoza now one pitch away from getting out of the sixth inning. See what happens here. That ball is going to be rolled foul toward the first base coach's box, and we'll do it all over again. John Garcia over at third base. Austin Deming at second. Garrett Gilmet over at first. So the crowd starts to get into this a little bit. The payoff pitch. That ball driven out to left center field. Gallan's camped out underneath it. He'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. Damian Mendoza does his job in inning number six as it gets the Crawdads out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth, a 4-1 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the sixth inning, you couldn't have a beach bash night without playing Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song. Sebastian Walcott to lead things off against Joey Mancini. Joey Mancini comes on in relief of Nick Swanson. Swanson goes five innings, gives up five hits, four runs. We'll get to the rest of his numbers here in just a moment as Walcott fouls the pitch straight back. Joey Mancini, a 6'1 right-hander, 211 pounds out of Fairfield, Connecticut. 15th round pick in 2022 out of Boston College. It's the pitch to Walcott taken for strike two. Mancini's numbers, 3-0 on the year, a 2.70 ERA and nine outings, 26 and two-thirds innings pitch. As Walcott's going to roll that one foul out to the third base coach's box. As Chad Comer's going to pick that one up and try to find a unsuspecting kid in the crowd who now has the baseball. It's Walcott. Spits on the breaking ball. The count evens at two balls and two strikes. Walcott, Alejandro Osuna, Luis Mieses here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Walcott drives that ball to center field. Tyler Whitaker's on his horse. He goes back and he makes the catch right up against the 400-foot sign. Walcott gave it a charge. And make no mistake about it, there's a reason why this outfield plays a little deeper than normal when Sebastian Walcott's out at the plate. The young man, even at 18 years old, can leverage a baseball. Picking out pitches, pitch selection, all of those things part of the maturation process of the young prospect. But there's no question, when he gets a hold of one, he can hit it a really long way. Well, he barely missed leaving the yard there. One down for Alejandro Osuna. Breaking ball taken for a strike. The count evens at 1-1. Osuna walked and scored in the first inning, and then he flew out to center. As the pitch misses down. Osuna finds himself with four home runs, three in this series. Finds himself in a tie for second place for the team lead. It's the breaking ball from Mancini taken for a strike to even the count at 2-2. Jason Morabell, as you might imagine, is the club's leader with 5 home runs now and 19 RBI. Mancini misses outside. Count runs full. As Osuna fouls it out of the mitt of John Garcia. I gave you all the collective bad news in the American League West as the Texas Rangers fell to Minnesota and the Houston Astros fell to Oakland. Well, have no fear as that pitch catches the outside edge. Joey Mancini has a strikeout, and there's 2 down in the inning. That's going to bring up Luis Mieses. The Seattle Mariners, they lost as well today. The Seattle Mariners got beat by the Washington Nationals 3-1. So the Seattle Mariners have their record now sitting at 27-26. The Rangers are 24-29. The Houston Astros are 23-29. Mieses swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2. Oakland finds themselves in with 22 wins on the season. The LA Angels of Anaheim, they'll play Cleveland at 9:38 tonight. Why 9:38? Couldn't tell you. No idea. As Luis Mieses swings and misses. As Joey Mancini comes in, throws a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He gets 2 punch outs in the process. We go to the 7th. A 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the 7th inning, Yamal Encarnacion, Tyler Whitaker, and Luis Baez to bat here in the 7th inning against Damian Mendoza. Mendoza got a fly out of Anthony Sherwin to close down the 6th inning, and that closed down the book for Winston Santos. Santos went 5 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He walked 4, he struck out 4. Encarnacion fouls the pitch off to the third base side, out of play. Tomorrow, Aiden Curry gets the baseball for the Hickory Crawdads. A 6:30 start will be on the air at 6:15 with Crawdads pregame. as it'll be the final time that we see the Asheville Tourist until July 30th. I will not be there until August the 2nd, as I will be calling the Friday, Saturday, Sundays games on HickoryCrawdads.com on the audio only. It's the breaking ball taken for strike three as Yamal Encarnacion strikes out looking. It's just the fifth strikeout for Crawdads pitching, but there's one down, and that brings up Tyler Whitaker. As I'll get two opportunities to spend some time in Asheville during the later stages of the season. And I've got the date circled on my calendar. Cannot wait to get to McCormick Field. As Whitaker's going to shoot that one off the facade of the rooftop, and it lands in someone's beer all the way back in the front row. Well, I hope at the very least it was a light beer. As Walcott to throw across, as that was a high bounding ball that Whitaker hit to the third base side. Sebastian Walcott had to play back on it, and in doing so, the throw got to Mieses, but just a little bit tardy, as Whitaker has himself an infield single with one down in the inning, and that brings up Luis Baez. So the Hickory Crawdads got four hits in the first inning. They have not gotten a hit since the third, when Jason Morabell led off the inning with a single to right. He would be stranded in that third inning. Jace Easley drew a walk, but he was retired on a double play ball in the fifth. Again, I talk about Nick Swanson. He got ambushed in the first five hitters of the game. There's no doubt about it. But Swanson settled in nicely. And now Nick Mancini, or Joey Mancini, I should say, had a 1-2-3 sixth inning for the Asheville Tourist. So it's important for the Crawdads to continue to put zeros up as well, as Damian Mendoza misses high at 92 miles an hour to Luis Baez. Baez was 0 for 3 in the ballgame. And just as much as Sebastian Walcott is going through the maturing process as a hitter in the South Atlantic League, Luis Baez doing very much the same. Baez, a 20-year-old. I can assure you this. When I was 18 or 20, my mind was not trying to hit fastballs in the South Atlantic League. As Baez lifts that ball high to left center field, Galan and Osuna converging. Osuna calls off Galan. Catch is made, and there's two down. And that brings up John Garcia. Garcia has walked and been hit by a pitch. He's also grounded to short. And I mentioned John Garcia. John Garcia, the first time that he came to town, was 7 for 14 in the series. Now, Garcia has not had the same impact this week that he had in the first week here at Franz Stadium. But he still had a pretty solid body of work thus far. As Garcia swings and misses, count evens at 1-1. Right now, John Garcia is 4 for 13. You take the 7 for 14, and he's hitting 11 for 28 against the Crawdads this season up to the moment. Nothing wrong with a 392 average. The Asheville Tourist, the best OPS number in the South Atlantic League coming into today's action as Mendoza misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. A 750 OPS number. They're ahead of Greensboro, who has a 743. Hudson Valley, a 741. It's the throw down to second, not in time, as Tyler Whitaker gets a stolen base. With a runner at second and a two-ball, two-strike count with two out, Damian Mendoza, despite the fact that there's a runner in scoring position, can still focus his attention on John Garcia to try to get Garcia out, as Mendoza's going to disengage with the slab. The 2-2. That pitch just missed. Mendoza thought he had strike three. He started making his way to the dugout. It's been a tough night behind the plate. Not that I'm necessarily saying that he's missed a ton of calls, the home plate umpire, but he's been tested numerous times this evening. There have been a lot of borderline calls. As that pitch misses down, John Garcia is going to draw another walk. And that's going to bring up Austin Deming. For those of you that might be watching on MILB.TV or possibly tuning in on the Bally Live app, you might have a slightly better angle than I do with the advent of the outfield camera, as it's offset to the right just a little bit, as it is on the right side of the batter's eye. It's the pitch to Deming misses. And I'm right behind home plate. I get a good look at the inside-outside of a pitch. Whether it's down or not, I have very little context to. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Deming has the count even at 1-1. Tyler Whitaker, the runner down at second. John Garcia, the runner down at first, as he has reached three times in this ballgame. As Mendoza misses, count goes to 2-1. There is some stretching down in the Hickory Crawdads bullpen, but no throwing at the moment. Joey Mancini is going to clearly come out and pitch the seventh, as nothing is happening in the Asheville bullpen. Is that ball driven out to left center field? Osuna's going to go after it, and that ball is going to go off the Greystone eye sign for a three-run homer. Just like that, we're tied. Well, we talked about it. This is an Asheville club that can certainly slug the baseball. And Austin Deming has himself his second home run of the year. RBI 11, 12, and 13 on the season. And just like that, it's four apiece. And that'll bring up Luis Encarnacion. Mendoza, the 1-0 delivery, cut on and missed by Encarnacion. Encarnacion is 0-1 in the ballgame as he came in to replace Cam Fisher back in the fifth inning. Came in as a defensive replacement at first. As Encarnacion gets just a piece of that offering to work the count to 1-2. So the early start for the Hickory Crawdads has been dashed by a three-run homer from Austin Deming, who hit it about halfway up the second wall in left center field. Probably hit that one about 390, maybe more. As Encarnacion takes, the pitch misses outside. Count goes to 2-2. For those of you that are able to watch on MILB.TV, in left center field, you'll see the Lowe's Food sign. In right center field, you'll see the Bud sign. Pretty much where Encarnacion swings and misses. As you see the beers in those gaps, that's about the 376 mark. Deming probably hit that one every bit of 390, 395. As the home run for Deming is a three-run shot. And we go to the stretch. Tied at four here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and we've got ourselves a brand-new baseball game. Ian Moeller's going to be leading off, followed by Yossi Galan and Connor Piotto. As the decisions have been put into the hands of the bullpens now, it's Joey Mancini will start out the seventh inning against Ian Moeller with a strike. Austin Deming with a three-run shot in the top of the seventh inning as he'll field this ball behind the third base bag. The throw is going to be high over the head of Encarnacion. And Ian Moeller's going to reach. One thing that we have seen this week from the Asheville Tourist is some defensive miscues, some mishandling of the baseball. So they're going to give an infield single to Ian Moeller in that circumstance, and that's going to bring up Yossi Galan. And now Moeller's going to throw down to second, not in time, as Ian Moeller goes on the first move of Joey Mancini, and he's now in scoring position. A four-run first inning for the Crawdads. Cam Cawley busted a single back through the middle. Jason Morabell singled to left center. He would eventually go to second when Cam Cawley went to third and drew a throw from the outfield. Sebastian Walcott would get a base hit. As the first runner in Cam Cawley would score on a balk. Alejandro Osuna would walk in that first inning, and then Luis Mieses would get an RBI single, followed by Ian Moeller, who would get a sacrifice fly. And that was the four spot in the first for the Crawdads, and they've not scored since. As a matter of fact, that's just the second hit that the Crawdads have gotten since the first inning. As Gallan takes the pitch outside to even the count at 2-2. So the Crawdads could really use a crooked number, just like they got in the first inning. See if they could again create some separation and then hand the ball to their bullpen. As Gallan shoots it out in the left field, it's a base hit. Moeller's going to hold it third. There'll be runners on the corners with nobody out. So Moeller and Gallan with singles, and that's going to bring up Connor Piotto. Now, there's nobody down in the inning. And it looks like the way this is going to be played is Austin Deming is going to be even with the bag at third. And he'll be looking to see if Moeller breaks to the plate. If he fields it and Moeller breaks to the plate, then he'll certainly go home with it. Otherwise, he'll try to turn two along with the middle of the infield. Encarnacion is holding on Gallan at first as Piotto has an opportunity to come through for the Crawdads. Piotto is getting the pull shift, but he's got a couple of spots that he can drive the ball through. With Encarnacion holding the runner on the right side, it's the breaking ball taken for a strike, he can pull one through the right side. And with Deming playing, even with the bag at third, his reaction time is going to be lessened on a ball ranging over to Deming's glove side, especially with the shortstop, Ryan Johnson, playing more up the middle. So if Piotto can go the other way, where a traditional shortstop would be positioned, that would be good enough for a base knock. If he can pull one through the right side, again, enough for a base knock. Here's the 1-1, Gallan goes. The throw is going to be faked to second, and John Garcia is going to hang on. He was waiting to see if Moeller was going to make a hard break to the plate. He did not. And so now at least the Crawdads are in a position where they get themselves out of a ground ball possibility, ground ball double play possibility. But now everyone in the infield is going to pinch up even with the bags. As Piotto drives that ball to center field. Left center field, as a matter of fact, the catch is going to be made by Luis Baez as Gallan's going to get into third. Connor Piotto, that's a very good piece of hitting by Piotto. The sack fly is going to be his 12th RBI of the season. There's one down in the frame. Gallan gets to third. And that'll bring up Jace Easley. So the Crawdads retake the lead at 5-4. And now we'll have a circumstance to where Alex Harder is going to come out and have a conversation with Joey Mancini, and they're going to ask Austin Deming to come in as well. And there's a lot going on here. Now, one of the reasons that Harder came out is to discuss how they're going to pitch Easley. They bring Deming into the conversation for one reason and one reason only. There is a possibility that there could be a bunt play in the offing. The reality is Jace Easley, we've seen this numerous times before, has handled the bat very well in circumstances. And he's now facing a right-hander. The switch hitter's in the left-handed batter's box. It's going to be an easier play pushing the bunt to the left, to the third base side. So Deming's not going to have, he's going to have to not only mind his P's and Q's for a ground ball coming at him, but he may have to try to see if Easley's going to try to drop a bunt down. As Easley swings and misses on the first pitch from Joey Mancini. A 5-4 lead for the Crawdads. as Easley hits that sharply to Encarnacion, and Yossi Galan was not able to advance. As Encarnacion touches the bag, and now there's two down. And that's going to bring up Cam Cawley. Cawley's going to foul it off the mask of John Garcia. Yossi Galan, the runner, down at third. A run already in for the Crawdads. 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Mancini's delivery. Apparently the pitch was outside. One one the count. Cawley swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2 at 93 miles an hour from Mancini. The 1-2. Cawley swings and misses. Mancini gets a strikeout to close out the seventh, but Connor Piotto with the sacrifice fly has given the Crawdads the lead back at 5-4. We'll be back for the eighth inning when we come back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the eighth inning, a 5-4 lead for the Crawdads. It's Connor Piotto with a sack fly, scoring Ian Moeller. So we go to the top of the eighth inning. Damian Mendoza still on as he'll face off against Ryan Johnson. There is some bullpen activity going for the Crawdads at this moment. As it looks like Jackson Kelly is loose, or getting loose, in the bullpen. It's Mendoza with the change of pace. Gets Johnson out front, swinging. The count evens at 1-1. It'll be Ryan Johnson, Garrett Gilmet, and Anthony Sherwin, 6-7-8 in the order for the tourist. As the Tuesday night game was a win for the Asheville Tourist. The Asheville Tourist would score four runs in the eighth inning, two in the ninth, to win the ball game. An 8-5 win against the Crawdads on Tuesday. As that ball buried into the dirt. Count evens at 2-2. On Wednesday, Ryan Lobos and the crew struck out 19 Asheville hitters. They would win going away 7-2. They were rained out on Thursday. Last night they played a doubleheader. Asheville won game one. Hickory won game two. The Crawdads trying to win this ball game to give themselves an opportunity to do something they haven't done all year. It's that pitch taken right down the middle for strike three, and Ryan Johnson strikes out looking. One down in the inning, that brings up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet has doubled, drove in a run, he singled, and he's walked. So he was the final batter faced by Winston Santos. It's Mendoza. Takes a ball. Mendoza delivers the 1-0. It's that fastball at 91 miles an hour right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard. Count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 from Mendoza misses down. Updating some scores from around the South Atlantic League. I told you about the final from earlier. Rome beat Wilmington 2-0. That happened at the front of our broadcast. We've got three games that have gone final. As Gilmet takes a strike to even the count at 2-2. Brooklyn would beat Hudson Valley tonight 7-3. And Greenville got past Greensboro 3-2. Gilmet rolls that out to Cam Cawley at short. The throw across in time to Miesis. And there's two down. So the Greenville Drive take down the top team out of the South Atlantic League North. Jersey Shore at this point finds themselves behind 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bowling Green trails Winston-Salem 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. As Sherwin lifts that ball out to left field, drifting back is Gallon, and Gallon can't make the play as it bounces up against the wall, and now Anthony Sherwin will be at second base with two down in the inning. So they're going to give a double to Anthony Sherwin. By the time it was all said and done, that ball from Sherwin was hit pretty well. And Yossi Gallon drifted back, and the ball kept drifting and drifting. There's no wind in the ballpark tonight at all. But with the ball being hit inside out by the left-handed batter, it started twisting back toward the corner. And Gallon was not able to measure the baseball as it bounced in front of the Aquafina sign. And so now Julio Valdez will come out and have a conversation with Damian Mendoza. And again, Mendoza trying to get through this eighth inning. At this point, Jackson Kelly, who was throwing, I would imagine is ready to go. And if Mendoza can get through this eighth, then it would stand to reason that we would see Jackson Kelly throwing in the ninth, given the information from what I've seen, what I've been able to observe down in the bullpen. He's the only guy that's been throwing. Jamal Encarnacion swings and misses on a changeup. Encarnacion 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Skyler Hales pitched last night. He got the save. As that ball buried out of the strike zone, Yamal Encarnacion swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2. Larson Kendrick is on the shelf as he was placed on the injured list a few days back. Johansi Morel, have not seen him throwing tonight. It's the pitch from Mendoza at 91, misses out of the zone. The 1-2 from Mendoza, cut on and missed. Yamal Encarnacion strikes out swinging. Damian Mendoza gets out of the eighth inning, stranding the runner, and Anthony Sherwin at second. We go to the bottom of the eighth, a 5-4 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Jason Morabell to lead things off here in the eighth for the Crawdads, followed by Sebastian Walcott and Alejandro Osuna. Maybe there's a crooked number in the fortunes for the Crawdads here in the eighth. They certainly have the heart of their order up as Morabell swings and misses on a breaking ball that was working in on his thumbs. Mancini on for his third inning of work. As the breaking ball catches the outer third, Morabell falls behind 0-2. Mancini did give up the run in the seventh inning, so he is the pitcher of record right now, as is Damian Mendoza. 92 miles an hour, fastball misses up. Count goes to 1-2. As Morabell swings and misses, he's the first out of the eighth. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. In the ninth inning for the Asheville Tourists, they'll have the top of the order. Tyler Whitaker, Luis Baez, and John Garcia. John Garcia asked for a timeout. So he took his mask off and adjusted his helmet and then put the mask right back on. Crawdads, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. For Asheville, 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors. As Walcott fouls the pitch back to even the count at 1-1. Breaking ball from Mancini, taken for strike two. Jackson Kelly is back up and throwing again for the Crawdads. As Walcott's going to pop that one up over to the right side of the infield. Luis Encarnacion will make the play. And there's two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Alejandro Osuna. Alejandro Osuna was in the cleanup spot in the order. As that ball is going to be lifted out to left field. Baez is going to be a couple steps shy of the track. He'll make the catch. It's going to be a 1-2-3 inning for Joey Mancini. We go to the ninth inning. A 5-4 lead for the Crawdads. We come back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Jackson Kelly is on to pitch the ninth inning for the Hickory Crawdads. It is a save situation as he's trying to save the game for Damian Mendoza. Mendoza came in the game in the sixth inning. Mendoza would get out of the sixth to preserve what at that time would have been a win for Winston Santos. The seventh inning didn't work out so hot as he gave up a three-run homer to Austin Deming to tie the game up at four apiece. In the seventh, the Crawdads would retake the lead on a sac fly from Connor Pioto. As Jackson Kelly will face off against Tyler Whitaker, Luis Baez, John Garcia, top of the order for the Tourist. It's the pitch from Kelly, 81 miles an hour, cut on and missed. Kelly from the three-quarter arm slot has two objectives to right-handed hitters. If you're guessing outside, he's going to put it on your thumbs. If you're guessing inside, he's going to throw you a frisbee slider and you're not going to sniff it. The 1-2, cut on and missed. Strike three. That's going to bring up Luis Baez. Jackson Kelly, 5'11 right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia, 12th round pick from back in 2022. Kelly comes in with a 1-0 record, 1.96 ERA, 13 appearances. He does have two saves. Is that pitch fouled off by Luis Baez? If he saves tonight's game, that would give him three saves on the season. He would, in fact, be the fourth pitcher to be tied for the lead in saves for this club with three each. I think you call that closer by committee. As the swing and miss from Baez works the count to 0-2. I really hope we get to see the opportunity with four pitchers and three saves. As Kelly misses outside at 85. As the 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball is fouled back into the screen. Kelly, 23 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 8, struck out 28 for a 1.18 average against as Baez strikes out. And the Crawdads are one out away from getting their second consecutive win in the series. As John Garcia will step to the plate. .84 miles an hour. Strike on the outer half. Kelly misses outside, evens the count at 1-1. When you look at Jackson Kelly, you see poise, you see a high level of confidence. As the pitch misses outside. It is a calm confidence that he is going to do his job. That ball's fouled off at the plate as it was working back in on the thumbs of John Garcia. The count evens at 2-2 as Kelly dialed it up to 87 on that offering. The crowd getting into it here on this Saturday night. The 2-2. Cut on and missed. That's going to do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jackson Kelly strikes out the side. He gets his third save of the season, and the Crawdads win 5-4. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the Claw. It's now time for the Black Tide Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. It's the Crawdads win 5-4. It's now time for the Black Tide Transportation postgame show. So the Crawdads get the 5-4 win in a game that took 2 hours and 21 minutes. The Crawdads 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. The Asheville Tourists, 4 runs on 7 hits. No errors themselves. Getting the win, Damian Mendoza. He goes to 1-0 on the season, taking the loss. Joey Mancini. For Mancini, that's his first loss of the season. He goes to 3-1 on the year. And then, of course, Jackson Kelly with his third save of the season.
He is one of four Crawdads players with three saves. So congratulations to Jackson Kelly and the Crawdads as they win 5-4 tonight. So Winston Santos got the baseball tonight, and he was really good. Wasn't dominating, not a high total of strikeouts or anything of that nature, as he was really working secondary pitches tonight. And the Crawdads jumped out to a four spot in the first inning, and it really gave him some breathing room. And when he left the ballgame for Damian Mendoza, he would leave with a four-run advantage. Mendoza would get out of the sixth inning and keep it a 4-1 ball game. And then it was Austin Deming that got a three-run homer to tie things up at four apiece. Now I'm going to tell you the story from the Crawdad side. It's Cam Cauley led off the first inning with a single. Jason Morabell singled to left center field. Cauley drew a throw toward third as he was trying to advance to third on the ball that was out in front of him. He got a great read on that ball. And in doing so, Jason Morabell was able to advance to second, where they would eventually have Cam Cauley score on a balk. And then Sebastian Walcott with a base hit, 2-0 in favor of the Crawdads. And then it would be Luis Mieses that would drive a ball back through the middle for an RBI single. And then Ian Moeller would get a sack fly, making it a 4-0 ball game. And the offense was really clicking. You were really kind of hoping, I mean, at least I was, that this was going to be just one of those nights to where everything went well for the club. We might see them put 10, 11 runs on the board. Now, that wasn't meant to be, as it turns out. But Winston Santos did a very good job, ran into some difficulty in the sixth inning. Damian Mendoza got him out of the jam. And after Mendoza gave up the three-run home run, well, you would see the Hickory Crawdads manufacture a run in the seventh inning. Ian Moeller with an infield hit, he would steal second. Yossi Galan would drive a ball to left field. He would get a base hit. Moeller would get to third. Galan would follow up the hit with a stolen base. Runners at second and third as Connor Pioto stepped to the plate. And he drives the ball out to left center field for a sacrifice fly. Some winning baseball plays in the seventh inning for the Hickory Crawdads as they would take a 5-4 lead going into the eighth. Damian Mendoza got out of the eighth inning, and Jackson Kelly came on, and Jackson Kelly managed to strike out the side in the ninth inning as the Hickory Crawdads won the game 5-4. As they pick up the win, they have now their third series game win against the Asheville Tourist in this best of six series, or in the six game series. The finale will be tomorrow at 6:30. That'll be Aiden Curry that gets the ball for the Crawdads as we honor those that have given their lives in service to the country here on this Memorial Day weekend. That game will be played at 6:30. We'll be on the air at 6:15. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll update you on the South Atlantic League scores from around these parts, and we'll catch up with some Major League Baseball final scores this evening as the Hickory Crawdads win 5-4 on this Saturday night here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. Back here at LP Franz Stadium, final segment of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. So the Crawdads win 5-4 this evening against the Asheville Tourist. As we take a look at the Major League scores from today that impacted these two parent clubs and the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta fell to Pittsburgh today 4-1. As there was a lot of day baseball played today in the Major Leagues, as the Oakland A's would defeat the Houston Astros 3-1. The Texas Rangers would fall to Minnesota 5-3. Alex Kirilloff with a three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning takes down the Texas Rangers. Never fear, though. Seattle Mariners, they lost today 3-1 to the Washington Nationals. A little bit later on, in just a matter of minutes, in fact, the Angels will be playing. They will be taking on, at 9:38, the Cleveland Guardians. That's going to literally come up here any moment. As we take a look at the South Atlantic League scores from tonight's action, we've got two games still in progress. They're both in the bottom of the eighth inning. Winston-Salem has a 7-5 lead on Bowling Green. Winston-Salem will be the opponent Monday in Winston-Salem, taking on the Crawdads. The Crawdads will play Monday, Memorial Day, then have Tuesday off. Typically, minor league baseball takes Monday off, but with Memorial Day, they're going to play the game in Winston-Salem on Monday evening. They'll take Tuesday off and then resume the series on Wednesday. And then, the other game in the bottom of the eighth inning, it's a 7-2 lead for Aberdeen, as Jersey Shore had an opportunity to draw even with Greensboro, who lost today. They lost 3-2 to the Greenville Drive. Well, Jersey Shore, if they don't come back and win that game, will remain one game behind Greensboro in the South Atlantic North Division. Rome beat Wilmington 2-0 today, and Brooklyn beat Hudson Valley 7-3. So that's a look at the South Atlantic League scores. Of course, our game here, the Hickory Crawdads, have won two games in a row as they win 5-4 against the Asheville Tourists. That gives them an opportunity to do something they've not done this year, a chance to win three consecutive games for the first time this season, as Aiden Curry will get the ball tomorrow against the Asheville Tourists. Now, do not forget, 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Typically, we play our games here on Sunday at 2 o'clock. But because we're doing the Memorial Day game, we're going to play at 6:30. We'll be on the air at 6:15 here on HickoryCrawdads.com, MILB.TV, and the Bally Live app. As we thank you for tuning in this evening, we want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, and the rest of the crew here at LP Franz Stadium. As the Hickory Crawdads come away a winner tonight, 5-4 against the Asheville Tourist. Until we're back tomorrow at 6:15, this is Brian Rushing, hoping that you have a fantastic Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody. We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.